This recording, Wisconsin 7, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. This woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower neck with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Wisconsin, the south central, probably more south than central, part of Wisconsin in Edgerton. And there were about 4,300 people that lived there when I was growing up. A lot of people telling a lot of stories all the time, talking really fast. A lot of people talking like, well, actually my relatives that grew up in Cambridge, they would come over, my older relatives, like my mom's cousins and my aunts and uncles, I wouldn't be able to understand them at all because a couple of them talk like they just came off the boat. So they talk like they came from Norway, but they grew up right there the whole time. And so I have friends from Edgerton that would talk similar to that, just, you know, depending on what part of, if they lived on a farm or if they lived in town. Well, sometimes I think they were pretending that they, or either that or they were influenced by other people's dialects or whatever. So they'd be talking, and all of a sudden they'd just have this accent. They'd have a Norwegian accent, which I really can't describe. But other than that, growing up in a small town, was everybody knew everybody else, and every time you try to get away with something, everybody else knew before you even got there that you'd gotten in trouble or you'd done something you weren't supposed to do, because there was always a messenger that called ahead and let you.